Pre-game coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose. Getting ready for Esack County Girls Soccer. Pre-game coverage brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And now joining me, head coach Bob Babe of the Esack County Girls Soccer Team. And first, coach, before we talk about this season, give us some of your closing thoughts on last campaign, a first-round playoff win, and then ultimately falling to Gilbert in the playoffs.
Yeah, last year we ended not quite where we wanted. We had a 6-9 record. We really thought we probably should have picked up 2 or 3 more wins. Played very well that first playoff game. Went down to a very strong Gilbert team who we knew would be a challenge, and we played tough the first half, but the second half, their knowledge of the game and their athleticism just got the best of us, and they pulled away and got the win on us.
You look at last season, one of the things, 6-9 record good, but could have been, had things gone a little bit differently, better than that yet, was the one-goal games. Now that you have the retrospect of being able to look at that, now that you're into the following season, talk a little bit about how that grows your team going forward. Right there in some cases, you led in some cases. One-goal games are tough to be on the wrong side of.
Yeah, they are. They build a lot of character. We were a fairly young team last year, a lot of freshmen on the field. This year we'll still be considered young with those girls being sophomores now, but they got a lot of game experience last year, and hopefully that carries on into this year and gets us off to a strong start today.
One more thing about last year as a collective. Talk about the unique schedule setup, I guess if you want to call it that, of playing Greene County essentially back-to-back days. You wrap up the regular season with them last year, and then their first-round playoff game is who you matched up with. Talk about how that helps build a team as well. Kind of a weird, unique schedule for the end of the regular season into the postseason.
Yeah, we played very well both of those games. We finally found our passes and communication, all that good stuff at the end of the year that made those two games go in our favor. And we saw a lot of things on film that we could bring into preseason this year to start getting ready for this year, just reflecting on how those things worked well and what we want to look at doing this year.
Once again, chatting with head coach Bob Babe of Esack County Girls Soccer as part of the pregame show brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And now you switch gears and look to this season. Give us some of your thoughts on the slate that you've got ahead of you. You open up with 3 right away on the road. You get a couple home games in there. And then this year, a little bit of a unique twist compared to years past for your team. You're going to be playing some JV varsity girls matchups in the slate this year as well.
Yeah, we sure don't do ourselves any favors with the schedule. We have some pretty tough teams in our schedule. Like every year, I try to balance it out throughout the season and challenge us early on, and that way we know what to work on. And it's great. We have 28 girls this year, so we are looking at doing a few JV games also.
Talk about some of maybe, I don't know if a challenge is quite the right way to put it, but the differences that you look at when you're slating a game, JV varsity, versus what your team's normally done, which has been the leadoff game in a girl-boy doubleheader.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be able to get JV on the field a little bit earlier in front of the varsity. Maybe calm nerves down a little bit of the varsity players as they sit there on the bench, support their teammates, see the game getting in flow and all that kind of stuff, and come out, be ready for their game. Depending on who we play, where we play, if we don't have lights, might have to put varsity on the field first, which, as you know, they're used to hitting the field first, so it'd be just a normal game day for them.
Chatting with head coach Bob Babe of Esack County Girls Soccer. Again, pregame coverage brought to you by Schmidt Construction. And now you look at the matchup tonight. You take on AHSTW. Walk us through what you can remember from last year's game, a game that was 2-1 at the half, and then your team ends up pulling out the victory with a 3-1 win overall in a game that saw Kenna Meyer score 2 goals.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, we struggled a little bit that game. AHSTW played some very good defense. They limited our shots on goal. And like you said, Kenna Meyer did squeeze out two goals that game. They have Haley Goodman, that's a pretty good ball handler. As a freshman last year, she's the one that got the goal on us. So we definitely have to be aware of where she's at tonight and eliminate her shots.
And then finally, Coach, it's already here, the season opener for you. Give us some of your thoughts of what you're hoping to see out of your team as you get the 23-24 campaign underway.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different than what practice have been. We're going to be out against a different team, different girls against us. I'm just hoping we have good ball handling, some good passes, looking for communication, just all the things that we need to put together a solid game.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for the time, Coach, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And that was head coach Bob Babe of East Sac County Girls Soccer. Once again, the pregame coverage brought to you by Schmidt Construction. We'll keep on keeping on right after this on KKIA.